Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onalu Tani. India and Laos PDR yesterday signed 6 MOUs and agreements in various fields, including defense cooperation, customs, audiovisual, and preservation of heritage. India also decided to provide $1 million financial assistance to Laos through the India-UN Development Partnership Fund for a project to improve nutrition security. The MOUs were exchanged in the presence of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his counterpart Sonexi Sifendon in Vientiane. The Eastern Nagaland People's Organization, ENPO, has requested the state government to send its comment on the draft Memorandum of Settlement, MOS, on FNT on or before 31st of this month. The ENPO said a coordination and consultative meeting of the frontal and tribal organizations was held at Montown yesterday, where the members unanimously resolved to request the state government to send its comment on or before 31st October 2024. In a press communique, the ENPO stated that it had earlier submitted a request letter to the chief minister on 23rd of August and a reminder note on 14 September concerning its comment as expected by the Ministry of Home Affairs. The ENPO recalled that on 18 December 2023, Union Home Minister Amit Shah had handed over the highlight of the draft Memorandum of Settlement, MOS, with ENPO on FNT to the state government for its comment at the earliest. However, the ENPO stated that the issue is being stalemated till date for reason best known to the state government. The ENPO therefore reminded the Chief Minister to consider the need of the Eastern Nagas in its quest to fulfill its long-cherished aspiration. Further, the members resolved to convene the Central Executive Council meeting on 1st November to deliberate the next course of action regarding the issue. Perin District celebrated the International Day of the Girl Child yesterday at District Headquarter Perin. Deputy Commissioner Perin Haizumeru released an awareness video titled When Numbers Have. The awareness video is produced by District Hub for Empowerment of Women, Perin, under the aegis of Beti Bachao, Beti Parao, Perin. World Arthritis Day is being observed today. The objective of the day is to create awareness among the people about rheumatic musculoskeletal disorders and their prevention. The theme of the day this year is Informed Choices, Better Outcomes. Talking to Akashvani News, Head of the Department of Rheumatology at AIIMS, Dr. Uma Kumar advised the patients and public not to self-diagnose themselves by reading materials from social media platforms. The festival of Vijayadashmi or Dashera is being celebrated across the country today. The festival is celebrated to remember Lord Ram's victory over Ravana, marking the triumph of good over evil. The day also marks the culmination of Navratri and Durga Puja. President Draupadi Murmu has greeted people on the occasion of Vijayadashmi. In her message, the president expressed hope that this festival of faith and zeal will bring success, prosperity and happiness for all. India has expressed concern over the situation in Lebanon. In a statement, the External Affairs Ministry said New Delhi is continuing to monitor the situation closely and is concerned at the deteriorating security situation along the Blue Line. The ministry added that inviolability of UN premises must be respected by all, and appropriate measures taken to ensure the safety of UN peacekeepers and the sanctity of their mandate. Tensions along the Israel-Lebanon border have escalated dramatically as Israeli forces targeted the main base of the United Nations interim force in Lebanon for the second time in 2 days. Union Ministry of New and Renewable Energy has notified scheme guidelines for implementation of innovative projects under PM Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana. Under the scheme, component innovative projects, 500 crore rupees has been earmarked to encourage advancements in rooftop solar technologies, business models and integration techniques. The component seeks to identify and support startups, institutions and industries in piloting new concepts with a focus on emerging solutions like rooftop solar integrated with electric vehicles and battery storage. The central government had approved the PM Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana in February this year with the aim to increase the share of solar rooftop capacity and empower residential households to generate their own electricity. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Have a nice day.